Okay, today's daf was Erevin daf Ayin Gimel. Tanu Rabbanan, Mishi Yesh Lo Chamesh Nashim Mekablos Pras Mebaalei. And if somebody has five wives who each have their own homes in the Chatzer, but all receive support from the husband who also lives in the Chatzer, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds they do not need to join separately in the Erev, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds that they do need to join separately, each one individually. If a person has five servants, then the opinions are reversed, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds they're all residents of the master's home, and we see that Daniel was considered to be in the king's court, even though he didn't spend most of his time there, because an effort has that mentality that he's always by the master. So Talmud Eitzel Rabbi Mai, but the Gemara proves from what would the status be of a Talmud by his Rebbe's house? So the Gemara proves from Rav and Rabbi Chia that a Talmud is considered to be part of his Rebbe's home. Before the Mishnah, the Gemara discusses three issues relating to different people in a Chatzer who are connected to each other. First, Chamisha Shagavu Aseiruvan, if all five residents of a Chatzer join in an Erev Chatzeros, and they then want to be able to join together with another Chatzer, do they each need to contribute to the second Erev, or can one Erev work for all of them? Rabbi explains that even though brothers who are considered to be joined together in a Chatzer that they share each have to contribute to an Erev when they join with somebody else, people who have already joined in an actual internal Erev do not have to contribute separately for an external Erev. The reason for the distinction is that brothers are only considered a single unit when nobody else shares the Chatzer with them, but the people who have already joined in the Erev are always one single unit. Second issue the Gemara discusses, if yeshiva students eat at different places but all sleep in the yeshiva, do we measure their Tchum Shabbos from the places where they sleep or from where they eat? Rav Sheshes answered, Mashchin Bei Rav. We measure the tchum from the yeshiva because at Ansa'adi we make the assumption that he would prefer to have meals available in yeshiva and really wants the yeshiva to be his primary residence. And the third issue, Rebbe Rami Barchama Merav Chista, do we consider a father and son, or a Rebbe and a Talmud who live in the same chatzer to be two separate residents or a single residence? This issue affects three different halachos. First halacha it affects is a single person living in an inner chatzer does not aser the outer chatzer without an eruv, but two residents in the inner chatzer, the residents of the outer chatzer may not carry in their chatzer when there are two residents in the inner chatzer. So what's the status? Is it one resident or two residents when you have a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud? The second issue that this affects is people who are considered a single unit do not need to make an Erev with each other. And the third issue affects is that a Lechi and a Kor only work to permit carrying in a Mavu if there are multiple Chatzeros, each with multiple residents in the Chatzer. So if they're considered a single unit, the Lechi and a Kor won't work for their Mavu. The Gemara concludes that they're considered a single individual with regard to the first two Alechos, but their Mavu can still become permissible with the Lechi and a Kor. Zak the Mishnah. Chamish chateros psuchos ulazu psuchos l'mavui. Five chateros open into each other and into a mavui. So if the individual chateros each make an erev but never make a sheet of between them, the chateros are mutter, but carrying remains restricted in the mavui. This seems to assume, like Rabbi Meir, that an erev alone would not suffice. The Mishnah continues that im nishtatfu b'mavui mutarim kan kan, if they only made a sheet of, they can carry in the Mavui and in the Chatzeros, and that seems to assume against Rav Meir, hold like the Rabbanan, that we do not require both an Erev and a Shituf, that one will suffice for both purposes. The Gemara explains that this may be assuming like Rav Meir, in the case that they made both, in the case it's talking about where they made both an Erev and a Shituf. That's what the Mishnah must be speaking about. The Mishnah continues, third case, Erevu b'chateros v'nishtatvu b'mavui v'shachach echad mimnei chotzer v'lo irev mutarim kanu kan. If they made both individual Erevin and a large Shituf, but one of the members of the Chatzer didn't join the Erev, it's still mutter to carry in the Chatzeros. That seems to assume like the Rabbanan, that a Shituf alone would suffice, that you don't need to make a separate Erev. So Gemara explains this halacha also assumes like Rav Meir. Normally Rav Meir requires both an Erev and a Shituf, not because it's technically required, but because Shalol l'shakeach, Doros Erev, Minatinokos, so that people will remember the concept of Erev. But in this case, most of the people did join in the Erev, so there's no risk that people will forget about the Erevin. And the fourth line in the Mishnah, the last halacha in the Mishnah, is Mipnei Mavui v'lan shtativ mutarim b'chatzeros v'osim b'mavui. If one of the chatzeros didn't join in the Shetufim Mavuos, nobody can carry in the Mavui. And that seems, again, to assume like Rav Meir, that both the Shituf and Erev are necessary. So the Gemara successfully points out how every line in the Mishnah might be going like Rav Meir. According to Rav, the case in our Mishnah is when the Chatzeros do not open into each other. The Gemara offers two suggestions as to why that has to be the case. Either, in order for a Shituf to be valid, each Chatzer's contribution must be be made through the entrance into the Mavoi and not through the doorways between the Chatzeros. But the Gemara rejects that explanation because Rav himself allowed using bread that was on a shared table and was never actually carried through the Mavoi for a Shituf. People just happened to be eating together on a table when Shabbos started. If they're eating in a house, they can rely on it for their Riv Chatzeros. If they're eating in a Chatzer, they can rely on it for their Shituf Emuvos. So the second explanation of Rav's opinion, and the one that we accept, is that Ein Mavoi Nitar Belechi V'Kara Ad Shiu Batim V'Chatzeros P'suchim B'Tocho. A Mavoi can only become mutter to carry in if multiple chatzeros, which each have multiple houses, open into it. If the chatzeros are joined by private doorways, they're all considered to be a single chatzer.